saying full speed ahead. So the more that we're willing to drop what's no longer necessary. So there are these like habit energies that we immediately go to fear, depression, or sorrow, or regret, whatever it is. But we want to imagine that we're a high priestess, that we're a goddess, that we're a wizard, that we're coming into higher acquaintance, coming into higher station, coming into higher demonstration of authority. So when I'm receiving each of us, we're responding to a higher association of self. So when I said that, I had all these lights like ding 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 ding. So all of that past sorrow, what our old talisman is like, and we thought it was helpful, but it wasn't. Like if I worry enough, if I fret enough, if I'm in despair enough, come on, buddy, that somehow this is going to increase my prosperity. And so we have these like old records or old associations or assimilations that are ready to like literally just sort of drop by the wayside as we will persevere. So the person, it's like there's an energy, there's a calling, there's an upright pronouncement. There are these beautiful spiritual dragons. And so when those dragons arrive, they sort of spiritually hold us, like sort of spot us energetically, so that we can stand up tall, so that we can stand up straight, so that we can stand up in our higher authority. So when we're like fully aligned, fully engaged, fully transferred, fully promoted, it's an energetic union. So it's sort of like we're energetically so high. It's like we have risen, that old familiar dust, it's almost like dust in the wind, you know, it's sort of like, where did it go? So what's coming upon us is sort of like our old security blankets. It's sort of like our old outdated habits. And so they're calling it habit energy, because remember, it's just everything's energy, everything's frequency. And we want to remember that we are triumphing. In other words, we're going beyond the old acceptance, the old allegiance, the old persona, the old, you know, dusty shelf. And we're allowing ourselves to travel. So allow yourselves to be given, and allow yourselves to be whole, and allow yourselves to be accumulated. So when they're saying accumulated, they're saying accumulated merit. So the accumulated merit is, it doesn't matter how slow we think we're going, how lost we think we are sometimes, that we're actually arriving and we're due to arrive in mass. Because remember, it's sort of like when we bow our heads to the light, when we ask our higher self, our spiritual self, our divine self, to please bless us. In other words, please show us, let us exchange hands, let us exchange rooms, let us exchange circuitry, let everything I do be for the healing of myself and others. And it really has a lot to do with our spiritual heart. It has to do with our sincerity. So sometimes we can be full of old habits, stuck as can be, but when our heart is in the right place, it's like we're granted mercy, we're granted grace. And it's not mercy like, oh, someone had you know, felt bad for me. It's really the high note. It's the graduated essence. In other words, when we have that sincerity, when we have that touchstone of our higher heart, that's the password. That's the key that opens the door, because we're aligning with our light. So remember, it's sort of like even when we're affected by the ego's old habit energy, when we have that desire for excellence, when we have that desire for the new outstanding value, that sincerity, that desire, that willingness, that observation of, I know I'm still doing this, but I know there's another way to go. That's the acceleration. That's the restored value. That's passing the entrance exam. And it's sort of like full throttle, full advancement. So allow yourselves to be introduced. So what we're being introduced to is the highest truth, the highest availability for what we're now ready to receive. So for each of us, it's very different. So we want to remember that each of us has our own unique traveling path and correct moment of divine union. So when they said correct moment of divine union, they're showing me that hope card that in our last group session just kept appearing over and over and over. And it's basically like seeing your higher self, lit up like a golden Buddha, just surrounded by light. And so that hope, it's sort of like traveling with your Merkaba, traveling with your higher self, and going the distance. So they want us to feel that, going the distance, because our mind, like, what do you mean? Where are you going? You still have your whole family lineage to clear, and you have to overcome this karma. So our mind keeps wanting to stop and to limit. So the more we prioritize love's advancement, love's achievement, we want to remember that we're going beyond what we previously have understood or assumed or even like selected, because it always seemed like so very, very far away. So they're reminding us that love is in our very distant, meaning like it's much closer than you realize once you establish that as your priority. So it's sort of like we're all stuck in the old trappings, but we're all sort of like lending an ear to our new consensus, to our new pastime, to our new excellence, to our new excellent value. So allow yourselves to be distributed, allow yourselves to be orchestrated, allow yourselves to be handed, allow yourselves to be promoted. So the promotion is an energetic alignment. It's an energetic agreement. So it's sort of like you're agreeing to yes, I can. You're agreeing to the same as your I am presence. So the more that we come on board, the more that we stay strong. Staying strong is when you're observing the old, but you're ready to reconcile the new. You're open to the new. You're getting ready to stand up straight. You're getting ready to release the resistance. So it's sort of like your stop isn't here yet, but you know you're going to be on the next stop. So you're like putting your newspaper back in your bag. You're gathering your coffee cup. You're getting ready to advance. So we all want to have this like signal of flight. It's like an energetic readiness. We may experience it as butterflies. We may experience it as enthusiasm. Because remember, it's like some of us, we tend to walk with fear or nervousness. So we don't want to sit back down because we feel that. We want to press forward. And so remember, it's like the more we can turn that nervousness to excitement, then that's going to help the enthusiasm. That's going to help the say-so. So remember, the spiritual dragons are at our side, meaning that there's energetic support. It's almost like you're having trouble getting on a horse or getting on like a very tall Jeep or whatever. And it's like, you know, do you need a helping hand? Do you need like a little assistance? That's what those dragons are doing. They're giving us that promotion. They're giving us that courtesy of advancement. And so allow yourself to dream in, imagine, achieve that shift of frequency delight. because it's right here. It's right here for the acceptance. It's right here for the say-so. So you're allowing yourself to exist in a new paradigm, in a new frequency, in a new reality. And so remember, things shift very, very quickly in terms of people, places, and things, as we will salute our advancement, our new domain, our new proximity, our new placement. So we want to feel that energetic agreement, like this is like the buck stops here energetically. So it's sort of like, this is where I now stand. This is where I now present. This is my new domain. This is my new residence. This is my new normal. And allow that to be understood. So understood is now that when we receive our life's happenings, we're receiving it from a higher engagement. So remember, it's like as we align with this light, all of those old habits, that whole like habit energy, is just being like tossed to the wind. In other words, the light is going to outweigh the old reality. And so the more that we can press upon that, identify with that, allow that, stay with that. There's something about like staying with it. So it's sort of like, yeah, I'm comfortable in my new seat. This is my new seat. It's almost like if you're going to change workstations at work or whatever, it's like, do you want to take this new workstation? Yeah, I think I like this. I think I'll take this one. So we're allowing ourselves to stand up straight. So remember, an energetic alignment with our I Am presence that's continuing to guide us, continuing to assimilate, continuing to align with the truth of Mary. So when they said truth of Mary, it was a little bit like, I know it's like merrily we roll along is the best way to explain it. The idea is we're traveling in a merry, bright, enthusiastic, like Christ unit. It doesn't always feel that way, perhaps, because we haven't been smitten. So it's sort of like we haven't been kissed by our higher self. In other words, it's here, but we're still, waking up to that reality. So I forget how they said it, but it was sort of like Mary, and it was like, oh my goodness, that is a big leap, at least for me today. But again, the more that we come inside, meaning like we're coming into alignment of our awakened heart, that is 5D, that is the truth, that is the merriment, that is the joy. And when we're here, oh my goodness, it always feels so good. And so it's sort of like, and then it's next. So bottoms up, whatever it is that is ready to be released is going to arrive. So they're saying like to remember to be thirsty. In other words, instead of avoiding it, realizing that this is the process where we just get lighter and lighter and lighter because we're letting go of all this entanglement, all of this subconscious material that is wanting to look for a place to stay. So it's sort of like, well, I don't need this. We don't need to keep this. So allow yourselves to feel duly orchestrated. In other words, comfortable, aligned, placement secure, and allow all to, the best way to explain this is we're kind of like a tuning fork. So that as we hold this new equipment, as we hold this new signaling, when I just said new equipment, the blue orbs flashing were just incredible. It's all available to the collective. So what we do every time we move into that further engagement, we're lifting everyone else up. Who's ready to come? Remember, everyone is in divine timing, in divine order. Love is happening all around us. So allow that to be complete, allow that to be understood, allow that to be fully engaged. So let us receive on behalf of all the beautiful sentient beings that are also awakening. thanking all those that are doing their awakening, that are helping us to awaken, and to remember that we're all coming into this beautiful 5D experience sooner rather than later. And so they're emphasizing that so that we really kind of consider that, kind of open up to that, kind of invest in that. So allow that due pleasure. They're showing me the universe card. So again, the light beings, the collectives, the masters, the spacecraft, everybody's here. Everybody's here. All we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is agree to all that's being offered. Allowing the shift to occur with ease. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. All right. So, I couldn't even begin to explain.